Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about Instagram, and we're going to be talking about a specific feature and kind of post on Instagram that can really allow you to grow and reach tons and tons of new people, even if you don't have tons and tons of new followers. Today, we're going to be talking about collabs, aka collaboration posts on Instagram. This is a feature that was rolled out in mid to late 2021, and it's been shown to be really, really effective. It's been shown to dramatically, instantly, very reliably increase the reach of the people who do collaboration posts. First, let's talk about what the heck, just surface level, definition-wise, do I even mean by collaboration posts? A collab post is when two Instagram users share one single piece of content, but it shows up on both people's profiles and to both people's followers. Now, in the past, you could do this, but it wasn't an official feature of Instagram. And basically, to do this, you would have had to have person A create the content and then send it to person B. And then you text each other and you're like, hey, let's both post it at 9:15 a.m. on Thursday. And then you both post it at the exact same time, but it doesn't get the same reach because at the end of the day, even though you both posted the same exact thing and maybe you collaborated on creating it, it's not getting shown to both audiences. In the past, you could post it and you could say in the caption, you could even put it right on the post and say, hey, this was made in collaboration with this other person. But it's not going to be shown to their followers necessarily. It's not going to show up on their followers' feeds. It's just going to be something that shows up to your followers and that you're telling them was made in collaboration with someone else. But the new feature that Instagram rolled out at the end of 2021 allowed you to post one piece of content and get the reach, the engagement from both profiles. So if you have one follower and your friend has 100 followers and you two do a collab post together, well, then that post won't just be shown to your one follower, it will be shown to 101 followers, their 100 plus your one. So I think you can already immediately see how this can really dramatically impact your reach, your growth, your exposure, and the amount of new accounts who are discovering you and your account. Now that we understand what a collab post is, how do you actually do it from a technical standpoint? Of course, we have tutorials for you in the Insta Club Hub showing you exactly step by step how to do this on your phone. So if you're the type of person who really likes to be walked through and who likes to watch someone do it and just kind of do it alongside them, I would, of course, highly recommend checking out some of the tutorials in the Insta Club Hub. But to do the best I can with spoken audio, basically, when you're on that last page before posting whatever it is you're going to post, whether it's a reel, a carousel, a picture, a video, whatever it is you're going to post to your Instagram feed, when you're on that last screen, the one where you type in your caption, tap on tag people, and then you should see below your image or your video, whatever it is, that there's two options. There's add tag, which you can use to, you know, just tag anyone who's in the content, or there's invite collaborator. So what you're going to do is you're going to tap invite collaborator, you're going to type in the person's name, and then after you post, that person who you invited to be a collaborator will get a direct message allowing them to choose whether they approve or deny this collaboration. Once they click on that DM and they click approve, then the post will show up on their profile, not just yours, and it will show up to their followers in their followers' feeds, not just yours. And the way it will look is basically both of your usernames will be listed side by side and your profile pictures will be kind of stacked on top of each other. So from a technical standpoint, that is how you do a collab post. Now, let's backtrack a little bit. Before you even get to the point of posting, of course, you need to have the collab set up. I mean, I guess technically you could just invite me as a collaborator on every single post you make, but that would be really annoying and I would definitely block you and I would definitely not approve any of those collabs. So you need to have a relationship with the person. That's the first thing I'm saying, is you should have a relationship with the person. And I think that's where you should begin as you approach these collab posts. I think a great way to illustrate this is Virginia Kerr, who is at This Is Virginia Kerr on Instagram. She's one of my favorite video creators. She is awesome. She talks a lot about perfectionism and people pleasing, and you should definitely check her out at This Is Virginia Kerr. She started following me and I started following her at some point last year. I started engaging with her content, commenting sometimes, and she started doing the same with mine. Then we started watching each other's stories and DMing each other sometimes, just slowly, organically, naturally building that relationship so that we felt like we knew each other. We weren't strangers to each other. We were familiar with each other's content, each other's values, and we even had some back and forth conversations, so we got to know each other on a personal level. After a few weeks of doing this and going back and forth, she approached me with a collaboration opportunity, and we've actually done multiple collabs now. But I think that's the important first step, is you build that relationship. And how do you do that? The same way you do it offline. The same way you do it when you are trying to court a potential spouse. If it's the 1800s and we're still talking like that. It's the same way you build a relationship when you're a little kid in kindergarten. You walk up to someone and you just start a conversation. You find shared interests and shared values, and you continue building that relationship by day after day having continual conversations. Hey, what's up? I wanted to interrupt this episode really quickly to tell you about the Insta Club Hub. The Insta Club Hub is my mom and I's Instagram coaching membership. It's the only place where you can get our most in-depth knowledge and training on all things Instagram. And I hear you. Instagram can be confusing. There's so much that changes all the time, and there's so much you could learn. I mean, there's so much that changes like every single week with Instagram. And so that's why our goal in the Insta Club Hub is to make things as simple as possible so that you can know exactly what you need to do on a daily basis to not only grow your Instagram, but start converting your followers into customers. Start actually making money from your Instagram account. That's our goal. That's what we want to teach you to do. We want to make it as simple as possible. In the Insta Club Hub, you get dozens of quick bite-sized lessons where you literally get to look over my shoulder and watch me click the different buttons on my phone so you can follow right along with me. We also have two live trainings every single month. It's the only place where you get guaranteed two live trainings from my mom and myself every single month. If you ever have to miss one of those lives, there's always a recording of them available. There's also a powerful Q&A section where if you ever have any Instagram technical difficulties or challenges, we have experts to help you get them fixed. I can't rave enough about the results that people are getting from the Insta Club Hub. We're talking about thousands of new followers in a super short amount of time. And like I said earlier, most importantly, converting those followers into customers. So I can't stress it enough. I highly encourage you to join Insta Club Hub today. The link is in the show notes below this episode. And of course, you can just visit InstaClubHub.com to join. Anyways, back to the episode. Once you have this relationship built, what I would recommend is reaching out to the person who you want to collaborate with and making it as simple and easy for them as possible. I remember the first collab that Virginia and I did when she approached me about it. She already had the sound picked out. We were going to do a reel together. So she already had the sound picked out. She already had her part recorded. And she sent me a script of what she wanted me to say for my part. And it included even all the way down to the camera angle, where I was supposed to be looking. And I'm pretty sure she even included an example of herself doing my part so that I could see what she was looking for. So she made it super, super simple and seamless. And then she's like, hey, and when you're done, just send it to me here via direct message. I'll edit it and do all of the rest myself. So she took a lot off my plate. And if you're going to collaborate with someone, especially if you're going to collaborate with someone who you maybe don't have the tightest relationship with, or maybe if you're going to collaborate with someone who has more followers than you or a more engaged audience than you, or basically you could say it more simply, there's a little bit more of a reward for you for doing this collaboration, well, then make it easier for them. Don't make them have to do a lot of work. Don't approach, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk and be like, hey, Gary V, Let's do a collab. You give me your best content, I'll post it on my feed, and then you can also share it to yours. Like, of course, that's not going to work out. So build the relationship first. Second, in the actual approach, come with a explicit, direct, simple, easy to implement idea. Don't reach out and be like, hey, let's collab. Got any ideas? I think it's really beneficial to come to the table with something prepared. Don't show up to the potluck empty-handed, if you know what I'm saying. So approach them with an idea that you already have. Of course, you can be open to feedback and you can ask, hey, what are your thoughts on this? Here's the idea I have. What do you think? But have something prepared, right? When you show up to the table, then of course, it actually goes to the creation of the post, whether it's a reel, a carousel. If it's a carousel, maybe you're both going to put your usernames on it, or you're both going to put your Instagram handles on the images. If it's a reel, I think the easiest way to do it is to just kind of play two characters, like you play one character and the collaborator is playing the other character. And you can then just send the videos to and from each other to edit it all together. And then that brings me to the final part, which is editing it all together, which again, I would recommend you taking over. Or of course, you can hire someone to do that for you, but make that one of your tasks in the project rather than asking someone, hey, do you want to collaborate? And also, you're going to make it, but I'm going to reap the benefits. Make it easy on them. Take that responsibility off of their plate. And then once you edit it, just make sure that you agree with the person about the final product. Make sure that you both approve of how it looks. And then talk to the person about when you're going to post it. I've done collaborations with people before, or agreed to do collaborations where we work together on the content, but then it's shared at a time that I wasn't ready for it. And it matters, right? Because sometimes we have a post in a day that we are really looking forward to posting, but then the collaborator shared at the same time. So now either I have to choose, do I want to agree to this collaboration and approve it to show up on my profile, or do I want to share something that I already had planned for today? So just make sure you have that conversation before you actually press share and say, hey, here's the date, here's the time I'm going to share. And then maybe even right before you share, send them another message. Hey, just reminding you, I'm about to post. That way they're on Instagram, they're looking at their DMs, and they're ready to press approve, because the sooner that they press approve, the better. Because if you post it and it's on your profile for an hour before they press approve, well, then it's not going to show up as a new post on their profile. It's going to show up as if it was a post made an hour ago, and that's less recent and thus less likely to show up in people's feeds. So it's really beneficial if you're both sharing at the same time. If the person who's natively sharing, the person who is sharing the first time, and the person who is approving the collaboration, if you're both doing that at the same time, it's really beneficial. So just have that conversation to make sure that you are on the same page. And that's really it. Once you've posted, you can stay engaged in the comments and you can do all the other best practices. You can share to your story. You can hype it up. Whatever you want to do after posting, that's your business. And we've talked about that in plenty of past episodes of Build Your Tribe. But that's how to go about collaboration posts on Instagram. They are wildly effective. I wouldn't do them with every post, because then it just gets to be a little bit too much for people, and people follow you for a reason. But definitely do it from time to time. Another great way you could use this is you could use it if you have two accounts. So for example, I have the Tay and Brock Instagram account, which is our all things Airstream, travel, van life, young relationship Instagram account. And then we also have at Misa Mila, which is my dog's Instagram account. Well, if I was to ever post something on the Airstream account, for example, that had Mila in the picture, I might invite Mila, which is also my account that I run, as a co-collaborator so that it is shared to her followers, because she has like 10 times the amount of followers than my Airstream account currently does. So that's another great hack for collaboration posts, is to do collabs with yourself and basically double your engagement or double your reach without really having to do any additional work. So use this strategy, use some collab posts, interact with people, and it really just ultimately goes back to that relationship. And then with the posts, just make sure that you are providing value. Maybe that was one thing that I didn't mention earlier that is important to note, is you want to collaborate with people who are of a similar following size, who are of a similar engagement rate, and who post of a similar topic. It would not make any sense for me on my Instagram, which is dedicated to helping you grow your Instagram, to collaborate with someone who gives rock climbing tips. It wouldn't make sense. I'm going to collaborate with other people who do video and marketing and Instagram growth and strategies and stories and TikToks and reels. It doesn't make sense for me to collab with someone who's from a different niche, right? Because A, their followers have no interest in my posts. B, my followers have no interest in their posts. And C, you're going to confuse both parties by coming together to talk about some kind of topic that hopefully is somewhere in the middle or is different. It's going to get confusing. So collab with someone who is similar to you. And as always, happy networking.
If you enjoyed this show, please don't forget to make sure you're subscribed and following along. Build Your Tribe is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most every podcast app. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a 5-star review and tell us specifically what you enjoyed. We'd love to know. Build Your Tribe is released every Tuesday and Thursday. For Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, be sure to follow and subscribe to Chalene's other podcast, The Chalene Show. It's about living your best life, improving all areas like mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, ADHD, fitness, self-care, sleep, and so much more. Links to anything referenced in today's episode, as well as show sponsors and other podcasts, can be found below in our show notes.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.